This is KBOX Heart of the Arts Podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Flagstaff Piano Festival takes place from June 22nd through the 29th with lessons, concerts, masterclasses, and a competition. Sylvain Negruziu is the founder and artistic director of the festival, and he's on the phone from Flagstaff. Welcome.
Hello, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thanks for taking some time and chatting with us. You began this festival. Tell us a little bit about what was the impetus for the festival and how it's been going so far.
I moved to Flagstaff when I was offered my new position at the time at NAU in the piano department in 2021. And as soon as I moved here, I recognized the potential and gap for such a festival in Flagstaff. And it was my hope and my vision to create a program in the summer that brings together young pianists, educators, celebrated artists, and music lovers in this inspiring setting of Flagstaff that we have here on the NAU campus. With that in mind, I designed the festival at the time to bring artists of the highest caliber to perform concerts and to give masterclasses, and at the same time to provide a piano academy for young pianists and to provide basically equitable access to concerts and music instruction of the highest level in a healthy and supportive environment that fosters meaningful community engagement. In addition to the academy and the concerts, masterclasses, and the competition featuring academy participants at the end of the festival week, we also designed Thursday of the festival as Piano Immersion Day, with a focus on outreach for local students and teachers to come and be exposed to, again, the highest level of artistry and teaching.
You certainly brought in some exceptional pianists: Alexander Kobrin, Jeffrey Swan, Spencer Meyer, Ina Falix, and Michelle Kahn, among others. Tell us a little bit about how the week begins. Kind of walk us through the festival week as it goes from June 22nd through the 29th.
We bring in four or five major artists every year. This is the third edition, and the first day of the festival, beginning on the Saturday, is always the opening ceremony and faculty recital. The NAU piano faculty serve as the festival faculty for the academy. So together with my colleagues Amy Fincher, Tian-Tian Liang, and Jose Ramon Mendez, this year we play a concert of solo, duet, and quartet music on two pianos. That's really fun, and it gives a good opening. Following that, every day there is a concert and a masterclass. So on Sunday, on the second day of the festival, we have Alexander Kobrin, the gold medalist of the Van Cliburn from 2005, who now teaches at Eastman, who will play Beethoven, Schubert, and the entire Opus 39 from Rachmaninoff's Etude Tableau. Following that, on Monday the 24th, we have Jeffrey Swan playing the Chopin Preludes and Schumann Fantasy. And then on the 25th, on Tuesday, a very special concert with Spencer Meyer, who will play all 24 Debussy Preludes, which, as you know, is such a unique event to host. On June 26th, Ina Falix, who is the first return to the festival, she was part of our first edition in 2022, and she will play a program that features works from her new album, Manuscripts Don't Burn, with a lot of new music paired with Chopin, Polonaise Fantasy, and Beethoven's Eroica Variations. And then on Thursday, the 27th, we have Michelle Kahn, who has been a great promoter of the music of Florence Price over the last few years and teaches at Curtis. And she will play a mix of pieces by Chopin, Liszt, but also Florence Price's sonata and Ginastera's first sonata. And then the festival ends very appropriately with two young artist concerts on Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Two different programs featuring the academy participants. In addition to the concerts, all the guest artists present a masterclass the morning after their recital from 10 to noon in Kit Recital Hall, which are open to the public. And aside from these public events, the Academy itself that runs through that week is packed with lessons and student performances. There are student recitals in our piano seminar room preceding every big ticket event each evening. We have seminars for the students ranging from piano duet repertoire to practicing healthy piano playing, performance preparation, and all the students receive 4 individual lessons and 2 group lessons during the week in preparation for the competition. And of course, we want everybody to experience the wealth of culture and history that the Northern Arizona region and Flagstaff have to offer. So the week also includes hikes and visits to Lowell Observatory and this year Walnut Canyon National Monument.
That is a jam-packed week of piano. I'm not sure how the students would have time to actually go ahead and go on a hike, but I know it's good for musicians to spend a little bit of time away from the instrument every now and then.
From my experience, that's very important because we get so focused on our own practicing and sitting at the piano between 4 walls that we sometimes forget that at a certain time in our preparation, a walk in the woods is exactly what will propel our artistry. You are right, it's a jam-packed week, but the hikes are included in the schedule, so they are happening.
That's excellent. Let's talk a little bit about masterclasses. For folks listening that may not know what a masterclass is or how it works, can you kind of walk us through what happens at one of these?
The masterclasses that are part of Flagstaff Piano Festival are 2-hour long. And we usually schedule 3 students to perform. And the artist spends approximately 30 minutes with each student. It's a combination between a performance and a lesson with an audience. So the student walks on stage, performs through their piece, and then the artist has the second piano on stage to offer instruction and tools for improvement and development to the student, again, in front of an audience. So that's what's unique about a masterclass compared to a private lesson, where the teacher and the student are usually alone in a room studying a specific piece or technique. And as part of the festival, I wanted the last 30 minutes of each masterclass to be a conversation between the artist and the audience around either pedagogical concepts used in the masterclass or the repertoire they performed the night before, but just in a way to connect the artist with the audience and not just with the students and the faculty.
That sounds like an interesting twist on the standard masterclass. How have audiences reacted to that opportunity?
I think audiences have reacted very positively. What I can tell you is that between the first and the second edition, the audience at the masterclasses has tripled. And we have now both local members of the audience, but also people who simply visit Flagstaff, because as you know, in the middle of the summer, Flagstaff is a great destination for everybody to get away from the heat. And so a lot of tourists also who are interested in music and piano choose to join us. And the conversations with the artists at the end of each masterclass have been increasingly fascinating and engaged. I think everybody is looking forward to the classes equally to how they are looking forward to the concerts. Because, of course, in the concert context, they observe the artist perform, but they don't really have a chance to interact with the artist except at the end of the concert in a brief conversation. But the masterclass setting offers a platform and a unique opportunity to engage with the artist on a different level.
Now, we've talked about the masterclasses and we've talked about the concerts and who's playing what. Tell us a little bit about the competition and about the experience for the students in terms of what they're getting out of this festival over the course of the week.
In the current format of the festival, we can only accept 24 participants because we want to offer those individual lessons, 4 of them, and there is only so much time to fit in those lessons. So if we were to accept more, which we may in the future, we will have to adjust the program to redesign it or to lengthen the festival. But as part of the 24 it has been our vision to include at least three local young students who, along with high-achieving young artists coming from all over the United States and abroad sometimes, get to be exposed and grow. And the competition at the end of the festival provides an opportunity for the students who wish to compete to do so and compete for a prize. But they are not required to do so. So they can choose, in consultation with their teachers, either to participate as a competitor and compete for a prize, or to perform just for the judges' comments and not compete for a prize, or they can also choose not to perform at all. It's supposed to be an encouragement for the students and a goal for them to have for the end of the week, because we ask them to bring two pieces that are close to ready to perform, in keeping in mind the competition and all the student recitals on which they perform. But we also encourage them to bring pieces that they are currently learning. So the focus is on a well-rounded, condensed education rather than on a goal-driven context of competing, because we don't want the participating students to come to our academy and feel like they are competing with each other.
And that helps foster a sense of community among the students, to be sure. How do you choose this 24 students that come? You must get a lot of applications for this festival.
We do get a lot of applications, and the numbers have increased over the last 3 years, of course. Students apply and submit videos of their performances, and those are used as a selection tool. But to be clear, while we choose students who play very well, that's not the main goal. We want to have a mix of students who are at different levels so that they all have a chance to grow together.
Silvan Nigritziou is the founder and artistic director of the Flagstaff Piano Festival. It's wonderful chatting with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me on your program. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and all the best and warmest wishes to your audience. I hope they will consider coming up for some of our concerts.
The Flagstaff Piano Festival takes place June 22nd through the 29th at Northern Arizona University. Details about the festival are at flagstaffpianofestival.com. For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.